It was good. We knew we had to slow things down from a teaching standpoint. You know, you only got a couple kids at certain positions. You got one inside linebacker, one outside linebacker, two corners, one safety. So our plan as a coaching staff was to get out of here for about an hour, really technique-oriented, get guys back, and just spend some time. Because sometimes I think once you get to Friday and all of a sudden you're back into scheme and everything's happening, there's 90 guys running around, everybody's flying around you. You know, these young guys can use as much practice time as they can. We haven't been with them since June. So it was good to get back out here. Pleased with how they came back, for the most part, in shape and ready to go. And you know, we got a good day of meetings, and we'll finish up with some. We got more meeting time tonight, and so really, we're using just these 2 days as just a way to get a little bit of a jump start before we really start. And I think, you know, for us, official start of camp is probably Friday.
Chip, the two rookies were on NFI because they didn't pass conditioning test. When will be their next chance to pass that test?
When the veterans test on Thursday.
Okay.
And how disappointing is it that those two guys weren't able to get through that?
Your goal in life is playing in the NFL. You got to pass a conditioning test to play in it. So, ball's in their court. So,
what they have to do?
We got a running test. So,
is it 2 miles? Or
it's about six.
6 miles.
No, it's a conditioning test. It's a series of sprints with a rest time in between, and it varies by position. So,
how exciting is it for you to be out here finally for your first NFL training?
You know, I don't look at it that way. I've been excited every day I've been here. So it's not. I don't think. And I think our guys, I'm trying to get that mindset involved in all of them. It's not, hey, let's get really excited because it's the first day of camp, and then the third day of camp, you're bored. You know, I think you got to be excited that every day you're out here. You get an opportunity to work with a bunch of guys. We have an outstanding staff, and the players have been outstanding, you know, in terms of their reception and them wanting to get better. So I was excited when I got here on the 16th of January. You know, it's the same today. Just because we got a chance to get back out on the field, I don't think changes that.
Chip, why was it important for James Casey to be here early?
He wanted to be here. You know, I think there's a rule. If you don't go through the full part of the mandatory minicamp, you're allowed to bring certain veterans back if they didn't go through that along with the quarterbacks. And James wanted to be here. Same with Kelsey. They both wanted to be part of it. I left it up to both those guys in terms of what they wanted to do. But both of them were excited to be here and be a part of it. And, you know, they've been here all summer long, every day. You know, it's just now we get to actually work with them. So it's good to get a chance. James missed a couple days, but real smart, real sharp, you know, picked up where he left off from the OTA. So,
how important is he in terms of what you're trying to do here offensively, just to have him back healthy?
You know, I didn't really look at him as not healthy. It was more of a maintenance thing, just to make sure that he was up to speed when we got to camp. So, he was full speed when he was going through the first mini camp we had, and he was full speed through the OTA. So, you know, we had a pretty good chance to see him. He really just missed 3 days. So, and if we probably had a game, he probably could have gone. So, it was just more of a preventive thing.
But,
so,
but him in your offense, you know, how important can he be?
Very important. You know, I think we pride ourselves on versatility and, you know, being able to put different personnel packages out on the field at the same time. And, you know, having a guy that can play multiple positions makes a lot of difficult decisions for the defense in terms of how you're going to defend them. So I think, you know, trying to utilize that in James. But the more times we get a practice opportunities with him, the more times we get a chance to kind of see what he does best and try to play to his strengths. So.
Random, do you expect everyone to be here now? I mean, they're both clear to go. Do you expect everyone to be here Thursday and healthy and
yeah,
clear to go? And
yes, I do.
Do you know when your can you tell us when your first contact practice will be?
We'll be in pads. I think it's on Sunday.
Sunday?
So we'll have some contact then, full pads.
You changed the fields around, the angle of the fields. What's the thinking there? That had to be some reason.
That's not in my mind. That was just Tony Leonard, our groundskeeper guy. So he said we want to make them go this way. You know, as long as they got lines on them and they're the proper distance, I don't care which way we go. So,
do you see any advantages to have the new layout over the old one?
We're going way too deep right now, guys. There's not a direction. There's south side. Not that deep to think of.
Just between Mike and Nick going distributed the same way they were at the end of minicamp?
Probably, yeah. I mean, it's the same plan going in. We got to get those guys reps and get a chance to get them evaluated and see them in certain situations. So,
you know. How long do you anticipate them splitting first team snaps?
I don't know. Until a starter emerges. So. Yeah, everybody's got a chance. You know, everybody that's in camp is going to get an opportunity to show us what their resume is, and your resume is what you put on tape every single day. So, you know, if someone continues to make plays and another guy continues not to make plays, then that guy's going to move up and the other guy's going to move down. So, you know, there's nothing set in stone. So. I would say our depth chart's written in sand right now. So,
it's no longer a seating chart. There's actually a depth chart.
No, I was just joking. I said it's written in sand.
Oh.
You get that?
Well,
so we can.
I understand that, but.
It's the same.
I got you.
It's all the same. I'm just trying to say it a million different ways to see if we can get our point across. Yeah. So there's an open competition, and somebody's going to rise to the top, and we'll have a starter name before our first game. So.
Are those conditioning tests universal in the NFL, or is it for each?
I think everybody does it, you know, from what I understand, but everybody's test is a little bit different to what their strength and conditioning program's like. But I don't know of anybody who doesn't have a conditioning test when you get back, you know. I think part of what we do is, you know, with the CBA and the new rule is these guys, we haven't been with them since the first week of June, so and it's really a health thing. If you can't pass a conditioning test, how do you expect to get through one of our practices? You know, so we're going to put somebody out there that isn't ready to go. I think it's kind of a preventive thing. And if all of a sudden he can't function through practice, now he's falling down and hurting somebody else. I think it's more of a preventive thing. But there's a certain physical fitness level that you have to be at, a minimum standard level that you have to be at to get through all of our practices. And those guys aren't there right now.
So it's not tiered to the bigger guys?
Yeah, it is tiered. It's all by position. That's why the test varies depending on what position you are. But it's still we're talking about passing a minimum standard here. We're not talking about qualifying for the U.S. Olympic team. So
what do you have to get through for a punter?
Yeah.
What's the
all the specialists have the same test. So he has the same test that Dornbos has and Donnie Jones has and Alex has and all his other things. So
is it less strenuous than a lot of the others? I mean, is it safe to
say? No. Specialists, I mean, they're still athletes and they're still going to be able to run around. So, you know, they're not going to get a free pass. So.
Coach, how important are these days for the rookies and the new guys before the vets get here to get that one-on-one time with you and the staff?
I think it helps. You know, you get it's 2 days, and it's the way the rules are set up, so we're going to take advantage of those 2 days and get out there, and anything we can do with them I think is better than not doing anything at all. So, you know, we obviously it's different than a normal practice for us. You know, we're only out here for an hour just because we know the numbers. What we don't want to do, and I think we're real conscious as a staff, is run these guys into the ground. So that all of a sudden when the veterans show up that, you know, we got a guy who took too many reps in the last 2 days and he's got to sit for a few days. So, they're still getting reps. They're still getting, you know, real emphasis on the fundamental aspects of the games. And we really didn't throw a lot scheme-wise at them, but they got kind of 2 days to basically get their feet wet. And then we really jump into it. So,
What goes into your thinking?
It'll be spaced out within the practices. You know, I can't give you the exact number of how many, but we'll have some, and it's not the entire practice won't be hitting, but there'll be certain parts of each drill that we'll have to do some tackling, and they'll be tackling full. And once we have, you know, we have, again, with this group, we've never had pads on. You know, we went through the whole off season with just helmets. So, you know, when you finally get the shoulder pads on and the fundamental part of it, but you also have to be conscious of we can't lose people either. So, but you still, the difference, I think, between the college level and the NFL, we got 4 preseason games where they will be live. So, you know, you got a factor that you get at least 4 opportunities there, and then we'll sprinkle some opportunities within practice, but it'll be individualized by just a situation part of a drill that we may take some things. No, it won't be every day.
Would we see at any point any, like, ones against the ones, you know, scrimmage, 11-on-11, full go type thing at all?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, most of that work will come in the preseason scrimmages, but there'll be a little bit of that.
Heading into your first NFL training camp practice, were there any different feelings that you had? And now that you've gone through it, how did it feel?
Compared to before?
Anything.
It's the same. It's football. You know, there's not any difference to be, in the way I approach it. So.
Were you a little more, anxious, excited than you normally typically would be?
No. On a speeding ticket? No.
What kind of stuff are the rookies doing? Is there a timetable?
Yeah, they're gonna take the test again on Thursday when the veterans come in. I would hope they would pass it at that point in time, but if they don't pass the test, they're not gonna, you know, till they pass the test, we're not gonna get out on the field. So.
What are the rookies
doing off the field for you?
Same thing you do in normal camp. We got meetings in the morning, position meetings, special teams meetings. They had strength and conditioning this morning with our strength and conditioning coaches, so they had a lifting session. They got a recovery thing going on right now with stretching and post-practice stuff. And then we got meetings again at I think it's 5:45. Then we'll have a team meeting tonight and cut them out. So it's really just meet, lift, eat, recover, and do it all over again.
Could you see a scenario where you don't name a starting quarterback until maybe a day or a few days before?
No, we'll have a starting quarterback name before we get our game plan in for the Redskins. So.
Have you had a chance to talk to Michael Vick since he reported in? What can you tell us?
Yeah, I talked to Mike a couple times over the summer, and he's excited about getting ready to get going. You know, he came in great shape You know, when you see him and you get a chance to see him, I think he's spent a lot of time here in the off season and worked extremely hard with, you know, guys like Macklin and Avant and the guys who are around here in the summertime. So he's excited to get going. So
okay.
When do you plan on having that? When do you plan on having that game plan for the Redskins on that?
Hopefully before we play.